This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're almost through college graduation season, maybe another week, 10 days. But for some schools, Cazenovia College in upstate New York, Holy Names University in Oakland, to name just a couple, this year's commencement is the last ever. According to the Department of Education, more than 100 private nonprofit colleges have permanently shut their doors since 2015. They're closing as the population of traditionally college-age Americans declines and is likely to keep on shrinking, something known in the world of higher education as the demographic cliff, the logical extension of which is that even more schools are likely to close. And as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, in small college towns, a school that's closed leaves a hole in the local economy and often a very big vacant property.
I'm standing in the ballroom of a vacant mansion in Bennington, Vermont. It has high ceilings and windows that look out on the southern Green Mountains. Real estate developer Alan Weissman has a vision for this space.
This is going to be the dining room. So there's an area that used to be the kitchen. We're going to reconstitute it as a kitchen because this was actually used as a college.
Specifically, Southern Vermont College, or SVC. The small liberal arts school called this former estate on a hill home for about 40 years. It closed in 2019. Now, Weissman and his firm want to turn the entire campus into a luxury resort.
Down what used to be the cafeteria, down the hill, we're going to make that a casual dining room. And the gym, we're going to create an event space in and make it look more like a barn and less like a gym.
Weissman has never redeveloped a college campus before, but he says this one is unique.
I think it would be much more difficult if this was purposely built as a college with cinder block dorms and that kind of thing, but it wasn't. This was built as a luxury estate.
Weissman's idea isn't the first one that's been pitched for the SVC campus. First, there was a prep school, then a summer camp, then the local hospital system, which used it for mass COVID testing and vaccinations and still owns it. But if Weissman manages to close his deal and build an upscale resort, that may be the answer for Bennington's empty campus, says town manager Stuart Hurd.
They're renovating everything on the site and putting it into productive use. From my perspective, you can't ask for more than that.
Hurd says it could help fill the economic void left when SVC closed. For years, the college attracted people from outside Vermont. Some became cops, nurses, and government employees. They started businesses and frequented others, like the Elm Street Market, just down the hill from campus.
The college was not only a big source of business, but a source of employees.
Owner Ted Katsumpas says SVC students worked the deli counter for years, but the closure wasn't just an economic blow.
It was probably more emotional. We were very attached. We did a lot of catering. We were always up there. We went to their sporting events. So it was a loss.
But one community's loss can look pretty attractive to another.
There's a sense in the real estate community that there is a huge market opportunity.
Brad Noyes is a vice president at Brailsford and Dunleavy, a consultant group that works with higher ed institutions that downsize. He says the reality is former campuses are at best complex real estate opportunities.
It becomes very challenging if you cannot find a partner or a new institution or a real estate development partner that really can take advantage of the full value of that campus.
What makes that especially hard is the fact that there's a lot of space to fill on an empty campus. That's according to Jane Kolodinsky, a professor of community development and applied economics at the University of Vermont.
Someone has to have vision. They have to have enough resources to think into the future about when, what will happen when this property is redeveloped, and how complicated are the pieces to put together.
Pretty complicated, if the four Vermont campuses that have closed since 2019 are any indication. A former Apprentice contestant bought one for $4.5 million with a plan to create a work college that has yet to materialize. A former Obama administration official bought another one, got into a beef with a crypto executive, then pleaded guilty to wire fraud and sold it off for almost $3 million. The third campus was proposed as a senior housing facility, then a waste management company bought it. In Bennington, Vermont, I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.